Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, Honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, is 15 years old, a faith-based support group encouraging widows and others and helping them to heal and the loss of their loved ones. And tonight we have another message for you and hope that it will encourage you and help to know that God loves you and He will be there for you and give you the strength that you need to get through one day at a time. I hope that you all had a wonderful spring break. You know, a lot of you went out of town, and I hope you enjoyed yourself and your family. Well, I was didn't go on my trip with my grandbabies and my daughter and her husband, but I had to spend some time with my brother in South Carolina. He had surgery, so I needed to be there with him, and wasn't able to go on the spring break trip, but sometimes that's how life does. It changes sometimes your schedule when you have something already planned, but it was all good. It's one of those favorite brothers who would do anything for little sis, so I was there for him. All week. And I'm here now with you. Well, tonight, there are several different topics I'll be talking about, but they all go from one hand to the other. God will strengthen you. Yes, he will. He will strengthen you when you need him the most. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whom confident is in him. Jeremiah 17:7. We are all searching for peace. No one can avoid. Just one second, please. Got to get my eyes together so I can see everything. Yes, no one can avoid what happens in our life. Some things we can't avoid, and some things it's in God's will and plan. If we look at the way Christ handled pressure, we see that no matter how chaotic the circumstances were, there was always an atmosphere of peace and serenity around him. Even in the midst of the milling, noisy masses who mocked him at the crucifixion, his very presence was love radiated peace. Let me stop here. Joel Osteen has put on, I don't know if any of you have been watching it, it's on the History Channel, the story of Jesus. And he has different ministers giving their opinion as well as what they have read about. They talk more about, as you, the story of Jesus, as you see the story of Jesus, they also explain the different things about, more about each character, more about Peter when he left his family, more about Mary when she became a virgin, a little more in detail as far as the regular, normal story before Easter. They give you more detail of what happened during that time. And it's been very interesting. You still can take part in watching it. It comes on every Monday night. It comes on at 8 for 2 hours, from 8 to 10. And it's been very interesting. If you still can, it leads up to the crucifixion, up to Easter. So if you can remember, put on your calendar for next Monday at from 8 to 10 p.m. on the History Channel. I don't know what cable you have, but it's on the History Channel. And it's been very interesting, and I've enjoyed it. I record the episode when I can't, and I forget to watch it on that particular time. I go back and look at it. And it's been very interesting looking at how Joel Osteen put that together, because you've always had questions about different things that happened in the Bible during that time. And the different ministers are explaining some of those things to you. So I wanted to stop there and share that with you in case if you haven't, you still have an opportunity to see some of it. Okay. To survive the storm of life, invite the living Christ in your heart and live and give him full control. When you know the Prince of Peace will be able to cope with every situation that you might be dealing with, not just the grief. Sometimes not always just the grief. It's something else in your life that you're going through, health, another family member not doing well, or financial situation, whatever the situation is, the Prince of Peace will be there for you during these situations. Whatever life might have in store, you will be victorious in his strength, because he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's coming from Philippians 4:13. Christ will give you confidence in your walk. Many people appear to be confident, yet behind that mask, they are actually insecure and unhappy. A form of confidence comes from many sources: achieving success, dressing well, being financially secure, getting along well with people. But true confidence depends on something more than outward appearance or human relations. It is born in the security of your relationship with Christ. It creates order, harmony, and stability in your spirit. When Christ is in charge of your life, nothing can occur that you won't be able to handle successfully with his help. He will always be there informing you, giving some sort of way to know that he's there and how to handle that situation. This creates a confidence that enables you to lead a mature, balanced life, even though you might feel threatened by problems. To approach life with trust and courage with a Christ-like attitude has great practical value. When you surrender your life to him unconditionally, I is no longer the most important person in your world. You live in constant fellowship with Christ as a child of the Father by his grace, and you are able to live according to his principle. Then, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can live in confidence. It takes time to live completely in confidence, but as you continue to seek God, you will get that confidence that you need, that self-confidence. Confidence is not only an act that many people cultivate. We face many awkward situations that makes us uncomfortable and are frustrated by our failure in life. It is necessary to become upset and unsettled by our failure to stand up for ourselves. A lack of confidence prevents you from developing your potential. You should rather develop a higher regard for yourself and greater faith in your ability to achieve success. And that's the self-confidence that you need to have. There could be many reasons why you lack self-confidence: fear of rejection, uncertainty, and other hidden causes could all contribute to your tense outlook on life. The only way to control these destructive influences is to take refuge in a greater influence that can destroy all those things and win your wholehearted confidence. You meet this greater influence when you discover Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, and when you start loving and serving him. When he becomes the center of your life, you will overcome and don't have the lack of confidence. You will have great confidence. Your confidence will grow, and you will lead a well-adjusted life. Isn't that what you want? A well-adjusted life. In Joshua 1:9 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He will be there, one step at a time and one day at a time." What the future holds depends largely on you. You may try to avoid its challenges and continue as you have done for many years. But ultimately, you can jump at the opportunity that comes and develop a new approach of life. There are two ways of handling challenges. You can approach them as you did in the past, hoping for better results by knowing in your heart that you will soon be back on this, be back where you need to be, being strong in the Lord and going forward with your life. You can meet the future aware of your own limitation, but also with the conviction that you serve a wonderful God who desire only victory for you. Go and God invites you to enter into a partnership with him. If you step into the future with trust and faith in Jesus Christ, nothing can hold or defeat or fail you. Just like Brenda Newsom, she told her story several weeks ago. And what was her title? What was this, Brenda's title? "My name is Victory." So even though she went through this this trial and tribulation of losing her husband and going through the emotions, she named her story "My Name is Victory" because she wanted to be victory over grief. Grief was not going to be conquer her. She was going to conquer grief. And that was a wonderful thing she chose to do, because that's how each one of you should have the desire to know that my name and my situation is victory. And you are victorious over these things. Trust God in the darkness. Trust God in the darkness, not just in the light, but in the darkness also. Every follower of Jesus Christ sometimes faces dark days of depression and despair. For a time, you were aware of the living presence of the Lord. You need a fresh experience with God to drive the darkness from your life. You need his Holy Spirit to keep you from becoming insensitive and careless. He's the only one who can restore your intimate fellowship with him. In the darkness of doubt, cling to your faith in an unchanging God, no matter how your moods or emotions fluctuate. God's love for you remains steadfast, strong, and secure. He loves you with an everlasting, unchanging love. And even though you feel far from him, maybe sometimes, he's always close to you. Our benefit of going through the dark places of life is the appreciation it brings when we once again experience the light that we look for, and shine of God's love. God is able to see even the darkest experience on the earth, and benefit and blessing, and this will benefit and blessing of others, because you will reach out to others as you continue your journey, because you see what you're getting and being fed so you want to feed it back to someone else. I talked about last week about miracles, miracles through prayer. In Psalms 28, 6 and 7, praise be the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Despite our age, God still performs miracles. Every time someone is healed in answer to prayer, God has performed a miracle. Every time we experience peace in our heart after a time of tension and suffering, we then receive a miracle as well. When our grief becomes bearable or is transformed to gladness, then a miracle has occurred. Many people pray to God when they experience a crisis, but when the crisis passes, their worst fears do not come to pass. They forget that God helped them in their distress. Don't forget. Redo the rewind button. Remember all of the good things that he did in your life, throughout your life, your family, your children, your friends or family or neighbors. Just hit the rewind button and think about all the goodness of the Lord, what he has done for you before. He's not going to stop doing that. He's going to continue to be there for you. Many Christians can testify that miracles still occurs in answer to prayer. Lives have been transformed, the sick have been healed, bad habits have been conquered, broken relationships have been restored. Hand over your problems to God in prayer today and wait on him in faith. There is something you need to do. Do it without delay. Do not let despair overwhelm you. In the right time and in the right way, God will answer your prayer, and you will be surprised by the results. Now, I know he may not have answered your prayer when your husband was sick, and if some of you did have where your spouses were ill for some period of time, and I know things did not happen the way that you wanted, but just like we all are not here on earth forever, we do must have to all experience this, and just that you, it was experienced through him first before you, but still he is walking with you and helping you through other situations as well. He has answered prayer, and he will continue to answer prayer. He might not answer every single one that we all love for us to answer, because I know, if I had a choice at a particular time, I would have wanted my husband back. But now I see where I am here for a different purpose in life, and I have accepted that, and I'm going forward with it. So that's something you have to pray, and you will get the strength and overcome the fear and anxiety and emotion that you go through from time to time. God is a Father who cares. Life is seldom a smooth, problem-free road. Times of peace and calm alternate with frustration, disappointment, and setback. These negative experiences cast a shadow of anxiety, fear, worry over our lives. If you yield to the temptation of being controlled by these feelings, your life will become empty and aimless. You will find yourself becoming pessimistic, robbing your life life of its joy, purpose, and meaning. When a crisis occurs in your life, the wise thing to do is to turn to God. After all, He invited us to do it. And what He's asking you to do is cast all of your anxiety on Him because He cares. He cares for you. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:7. Try it and keep looking for that miracle that I told you about. I'm looking for my miracle. The first miracle that I experience and I hold on to, because after this miracle, I keep looking every Easter, I keep looking for my miracle. When I realize that I did receive that miracle, and I know that He will continue. My mother had a massive stroke. My mother lived to be 86, but she's been gone for quite a long time because I am, all of my siblings are very elderly. I am going to be 66 soon, so they are quite the ones that are still alive. But my mother, in her late 70s, she had a massive stroke, and she was in a coma for a while. And I remember doing Easter. My sister and I, we received our miracle. My mother, we were at the hospital, and my sister can always tell the stories more clearer than I do. She remembers everything. She has a great memory when it comes to things like that. But what happened was, she was in a coma, and we were there talking, and all of a sudden we heard a third voice, and that was my mother. That was my miracle. That was our miracle. So I look for miracles from then on, and it doesn't have to be that type of a miracle for you, but look for a miracle and ask God to let that light shine and show you that miracle that He's going to give you this Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. He's given us, His Son has been risen, and He gives us, He's died for our sins. Now, that's the first miracle. We always have that miracle, to relive that miracle. But I'm asking you to look for another miracle. A miracle that God will show you, that will give you that peace that you need right now. I don't know what it's going to be, but look for your miracle. Try it. Keep looking. And so that is it. I only have a couple more minutes for announcement. So I just know you must ask God for confidence. And also give Him give you the strength that you need at this particular time. And keep praying for your miracle. The announcement I have is we will not have a meeting in the month of April because of the holiday, Palm Sunday, as well as we will have a cconferencecall.com meeting. I'm scheduling it for the 18th, April 18th, and it's going to be at night at 9 o'clock. I might change it to 8. I'm not sure. Is it going to be 8 or 9 o'clock? And it's going to be at freeconferencecall.com. I'm going to text all of you the number and the access code to call in. We're going to talk about some things, and you have the opportunity to talk to me, or ask questions or whatever, because it's going to be a conference call where you can interact as well as I do and Sheila. So just if you have questions or concern or anything, I want to say anything, you just be ready at April 18th. And I'll get all the information to you in time because we won't be having a meeting that month. Also, if you have not finished paying your balance off for the trip to the Biltmore Estate in June 18th through the 20th, please do so or contact me now, because I do need to finalize things. And if you know anyone that wants to go on the trip, they can still come. There's more space on the bus, but they will have to pay the balance off in full. The amount is $331 to go on this trip. And that includes everything, breakfast and dinner and the tour to three different locations, as well as the main tour going to the Biltmore Estate. So just knowing that if you still want to join us on this trip, you still have time. The only thing, you have to pay the amount in full. And that is all I have for tonight. So continue to look for that miracle. And miracle does come through prayer. Be blessed and have a great week. And I will talk to you again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. every Tuesday. Invite others to come on as well. I'm going to try to have another testimony next week. And then after the holiday, we will go into the stages of grief. And that is it. Be blessed. Have a great one. And enjoy.
need somebody to prophesy with your body.